Yeah, contusion is what the medical team said. Had a x-ray, came back negative, but we'll probably get another look in the morning. Excuse me? Well, yeah, when I saw him laying on the track, I didn't know what had happened. When he got up, it didn't look good either. So we'll know a little bit more tomorrow, but so far everything we've seen looks pretty good. I don't know exactly what they're looking for, but you know, whatever the MRI will tell them. So have that in the morning. Once again, the x-ray was clean. So right now it just looks like a contusion, but that's something they're going to have to be, you know, diligent about staying on top of also.
How about the advance by Martinez and Richard?
Yeah, just great job by Martinez. Not giving himself up either. Hitting the ball hard that way, driving it. You know, just making sure that we're trying to give him every opportunity to get give Gritch that chance to drive it in. You know, he gets down to two strikes, and that's a tough spot. And hits the ball hard in the right spot. And great jump also by DeYoung. That's 2 days in a row. We didn't even talk about that yesterday with Greg Garcia on the contact play from third base and what a big play that was. Paul DeYoung was pushing it down the line, and Randall had to put the ball in play, and worked out well.
He hasn't had necessarily a lot to show for him. It's like he has really good at bats.
Who?
DeYoung.
Shoot. He's been great all season, and hitting the ball hard. That was just to get us going there. You know, also Carp getting us back into that game, getting the head out after really, really having a nice look at the ball here the last couple of days with the walks yesterday and also today, getting on base, making things happen.
How'd you like Carlos?
That was good. You know, kind of his explanation early in the season when we were talking about having trouble in the first, when he was talking about his focus, and I think that's always going to it's going to be something that's going to challenge him. You know, he gets two outs there with the pitcher up, and the focus of making good pitches, realizing the urgency of every one of them, where something can go bad in a hurry, and you know that one hurt. But overall, his stuff was great. Wasn't very efficient early, but figured out a way to get better as he went. We say that a lot about him, so it's, you know, that's probably the next level for him, is finding that good rhythm that he has as he gets into the game, figuring out how to come out of the bullpen with it.
Last year, again, battled, after that hit,
but
it should have maybe been a strike call. It wasn't,
but
kept battling and
keep going to work. Yeah, I mean, getting to 3-2 with Jaso and just a real good at bat and continue to pound the zone and not get free bases. And, you know, that puts us in a bind there, first and second, nobody out with a really good bunter runner at the plate, what they're going to be able to do. But it was. You know, just how I think we've seen him all season long, even against us. He's trusting his fastball. He's using his off-speed smart. But just got that extra little life on it. And I think that ball's playing up. I think it's jumping out of his hand even harder than what the gun's reading. And he's pitching with a lot of confidence.
Pirates, Cardinals games seem to be down the last pitch. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like a lot. Yeah. You know, they keep playing the game, and I think we do too. I mean, look how that game went. They score two, we answer with two. You know, they score one, and we come back with one, and they put pressure on the ninth, and we've done the same thing to them. It's just nice to end up on the right side of it.
Thank you.